Neda Daf Chavov, the Gemara talks about Ophelia. The Gemara brings in and says, Tanya Rabusha is the Ira Benin Chavraya. Chamisha Shiuran Tefah, the Elohim. That means there's five things that were given a Shiur of a Tefah. The Elohim, Shilya. Shilya means that if Aisha is Mapil Shilya, so we say that if it has a size of a Tefah, so it had a Vlad, and she's Tamea Leva. Shofar, shofar, how big a shofar should be a tefach. Shedra, shedra is a shedra of a lulav, the backbone of the lulav. Dofen sukkah, the third dofen of a sukkah, it has to be at least a tefach. The ezer, ezer is a grass that we use in Paraduma or in Masura to be metayer. It has to be the length of a tefach. So the Gemara says, Shilya hoda moron, that the size of a shilya tefach, is so it's menele called a leda. Shofar, what's the shofar? The Tanya says in the Braise, Kama yeshir shofar, how big should be a shofar? That means if it's smaller than that, so it's not a kosher shofar to be able to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Here is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, kidei sheyachzenu biyodoi, v'yiroi lekanu lekan, tefach. So you should be able to hold it in your hand, and it sticks out, just out a little bit from both sides towards your mouth and away from your hand, a little bit more than the hand. So that's a shear of a tefach. So Rashi says, Yechzenu biyodoi, achiza, in the gears of the Bach, achiza ein bo tefach. When you hold it with your four fingers without the thumb, it's not a tefach, it's less than a tefach. Why? Sha tefach al ba'etzbo is begudo. A tefach is four etzbos, that means four sizes of the thumb on the wider part of the thumb. The middle of the thumb is the widest part. And you measure four next to each other, that's the shear of a tefach. So it comes out that the other fingers, which are more narrow than the thumb, when you put them one next to each other, it's less than a tefach. The shofar is the size that you hold it with your four fingers, and that sticks out from both sides, so mimela, with what sticks out, it comes out that together it's called a shear of a tefach. So, and it's mashma from Rashi that that's called a tefach otzer. There's a sugya in Erevin that says there's two different kinds of tefachim. There's a tefach otzev and a tefach sochik. That means like when a person smiles or laughs, so his lips are parted. So the same thing, a tefach sochik means that if you measure the four thumbs, the four etzbos, so they're one next to each other, but like a small narrow crack. They're not pressed together one against the other. So that would make it a bigger tefach. And tefach otzev means that you're pressing them together one next to each other, makes it a smaller tefach. So Rashi's mashma that he says that the four etzbos plus what comes out a little, so that would be called a tefach otzer, exact tefach. And Tosfos here talks about the shedra of lulav, and he says he asks a kasha that the shedra of the lulav, the shir tefach, is a tefach kota. The mefarish also, and the Gemara in Sukkot mefarish that Amo is five tefachim. If you have an amo, that means there's different kinds of amos also. There's an amo of six tefachim, amo of five tefachim. Amo of five tefachim means you put five fists, that means five times four a gudelin, four times, that means 20 thumbs next to each other. Ateos or basavot. So if you have five tefachim, means like five fists that are like wide, and then you press them together, it's like six tefachim. Ateos or basavot, make from the amo five tefachim into six tefachim. Temen gimel ha'adak, ve'echon ve'lulo. So three tefachim of squeezed together, or two and a half of a tefach, that's the wider one, that's the shear of ha'adak. And one more is the shear of ha'lulo. So Tosfos asks, so you see that the tefach and the tefach of the hadas is a smaller tefach. Akoponim, the first terence in Tosfos, it comes out that that the tefach here that we're talking about by a shofar is a tefach godol, tefach sochik. only shaila is in Tosfos Kitzurusim if the tefach of the lulav is a tefach otzev or a tefach tochit. A koponim comes out l'chura that Rashi says it's a tefach otzev, and Tosfos says it's a tefach tochit. The sugya says in Rosh Hashanah, there's also the sugya of how much is the shear of a shofar. And over there it says, Rapirsham, Shimon Gamlil, Kadesh Roy, Lakana, Lakana. It doesn't say the word tefach like it says here in the sugya Nida. But the Rishani Mamazgir, that it's the same sugya. The sugya in Rosh Hashanah and the sugya in Nida is the same, and it means the tefach. And the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah is Mazgir. Why does it say Kadesh Roy, Lakana, Lakana? Let it say just that the shear is a tefach. So the Rosh is Mazgir, that it's telling us the time. Why do you need a tefach? Kadesh, that you should be able to hold it in your hand and still see the shofar coming out from both sides, and you wouldn't think that it's you're blowing into your hand. If you can't see the shofar, people will think you're blowing into your hand. So really you need to be able to see the shofar, and then people know that you're blowing into the shofar. Some say, because of this, some say that the Rosh really holds, and the Bir Halacha brings it that way, that the Rosh holds that this shear is midrabbanan and not midoraisa. And she says the time that it shouldn't look like you're blowing into your hand. We'll soon talk about that also. And the Rambam it says in Parak Aleph, Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Hei. The Rambam said, Shira Shofar, Kadesh Shiyachzenu B'yodo, V'Eroya Lekan U'Lekan. A Shira of a Shofar is Kadesh that you should be able to hold it in your hand, and you'll be able to see the Shofar from both sides. The Rambam doesn't say a Tefach, he just says that the Shira is Kadesh that you should be able to hold it and see from both sides. And the Kesef Mishnah says right away, Nisbayar ba'amapeles, dainu tefach sochik. It says in the Gemara na'amapeles that it means a tefach sochik. It's much more from the Kesef Mishnah, Kilo, it's mefurish in the Gemara. It's not so mefurish. Maybe because it says, Kadesh yachzenu lekan ulekan tefach, so we understand that it's a tefach sochik, maybe because he held that. If he held it with four fingers, it still would be like a tefach. You wouldn't see it. And for Tevye Roy lekan ulekan, so Menela means a tefach sochik. He learns pshat in the Rambam, the Ainu Tefach Sochik, that the Rambam means a Tefach Sochik. The Rambam, it doesn't say Mefur is the word Tefach. Wherever in the other places, in Paraduma and Metzora, it says Lefochos a Tefach. Here he doesn't say the word Tefach. It's much more from the Rambam that the Shir is just Yerei Lekan and Lekan. In the Torah, the tour in Simon Toskuf Pevov, when he brings the shear of a shofar, he says, the Kama Shear Tkia. Says a shear of a shofar is a shear tkia. You have to have a shear tkia. Kadesh of Zeno Biyodo, Viroe Me'at Lekanu Lekan. Tainu Damrin on Shear Shofar Tefach. Tainu Arba its boys Begudol, Shen Shisha Bektan. That the shear of a tkia is that you should be able to hold it in your hand and see it from both sides. And that's why it says in the Gemara, shear shofar is a tefach. That's four etzbos, four gudulim, four thumbs. That means six of the regular fingers. So if you hold it with your four fingers, you have still a finger from one side, the shear of a finger from each side. You have zenu barbo etzbos benonius. What you see from both sides is mashlim to the shir tefach. For the kamar kadesh yochzenu, what's it mean kadesh yochzenu? Who's going to hold it? Lava tokea koi. It doesn't mean that the one who's holding it, that bal tokea, has to be able to hold it and see from both sides. It doesn't go with each bal tokea. Dim kain, havule lemisniye behede. Badi, the Beis Yosef learns that the Torah, the gear says, badi, Hakol lefi mashu odam. There's a mission in Caleb that says all the places, has a list of places where the shear is, each individual according to his size. Some things the shear is a kazais or a kasevis or a kabeitza. It's all the same shear for everyone. But there's one mission that talks about a list of things that the shear is each individual according to his size. Lamosha, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he takes out, he brings the Ktoris Melo Chosn of his four hands, so that's Lafi, what his size is. So Kofonim, the Mishnah in Kalim, should have brought down also the shear of a shofar, that a shofar is Lafi each person when he holds it in his hand. The Grovel shall Ben Batiach, who Godot's faith, when Ben Abatiach was a very giant person, a very big person, so his hand is bigger, so he would need a bigger shofar for the shear of a shofar. Ella, the Torah says, Kedesh Yechzenu Odom Stome, a regular person, Vainu Tefach Kedem Parishis, he murdered by Odom Benin. For Rabbeinu Yitzchok Gias Kosav, the Ritz Gere says, Shetzorich Tefach Tzichik, Kedesh Yevoye Lekanu Lekanu, that he learned Pshat in the Gemara that it says a tefach, and it says Kedesh Sheiroi Lekanu Lekanu. So he's the Kushmeratim Lechura, that if you hold it with your hand, a tefach, so you can't see from both sides. So therefore he says that it means a tefach sochik. So if it's a tefach sochik, you hold it with your fist, your hand, so Nenele, you can see it from both sides. So before the Ritz Geus, it says in the Gemara, tefach sochik, and that's why the case of Mishnah Kanirah said, and the Gemara says tefach sochik. And the Torah says, the Maide Polishi saying, sorry, Lefiro, the Torah said, you don't need. Why? Because he was Mepharish, like what Rashi said, that he's holding it with the four etzbos ketanos, and Menele is taking out two etzbos from each side, one etzba, and that adds up to four agudalim. So you don't have to say Tefach Sorik, only you don't have to say it's a Tefach Otet. So the Torah comes out, there's a machlokas, the Torah and the Ritz Geus, and the same machlokas we said before, the Torah says that it's a tefach otzev, it's kosher, and through the Ritz Geus, it has to be a tefach sechik, so it's an afkamin el halacha, and the size of the shofar. So it comes out that it depends what, how you learn Pshat the Gemara. What's the ikar of the Gemara? Does the Gemara say the ikar is the tefach? So then it's a tefach otzed. If the ikar is kedei sheiroi, so l'chura would be a tefach soich. The Minchas Chinuch has a kasha. The Minchas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Shin Chof Hei, that the tour in Hilchas Erev, Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, he passes that we always go to Chumrah. And he's like the Gemara says in the Sugyan Erev in Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, that there's two tefachim. One is a tefach otzev, which is smaller. One is a tefach sochik, which is bigger. And each time you go to chumrah, if the chumrah is a tefach otzev, you measure in a smaller one, the moshul. Or if you say that a tefach sochik is the chumrah, so let's say a sukkah, you need the height of 10 tefachim. So you need to have a tefach sochik. If you have 10 tefachim of a tefach otzev, so you're machmir that it's not called a good sukkah. So the if you say that the Torah says that all the time you go to Chumrah, whichever is the Chumrah, that's what you take the Tefach Gadol or Tefach Koton. So why by a shofar the Torah paskins that it's a Tefach Otzev? You should say the Chumrah that you need a Tefach Tzichik and not a Tefach Otzev. So the Emek Bracha and the Siman that he talks about shofar, the first piece he talks about it, and he says that a shofar is not a shear like every time you need a shear like a kezayis, a kebeisa, you need seven tefachim in a sukkah or a tefach. Only here you need kedesh yeroi, you need that you should be able to be taken by shofar. And also we bring in the Sifra. The Sifra says in Pasha Tem a shear shofar kedesh yeroi. So it's not really a shear of a tefach. Only Chazal knew that kedei sheiroi lekan lekan is a tefach. So memele, the tour bamis goes always lechumrah, but that's only if you need a shear of tefachim. But by shofar, the shear is not really a tefach. The shear is kedei sheiroi lekan lekan. So memele, it doesn't pass in lechumrah. He passes in lefi the shear, whatever is called kedei sheiroi. There's a case of Mishneh. In Hilchos Lulav, Derek Chess from Hilchos Lulav. The first halacha, he talks about the din of Chisi Michtas Shiure. But if you have a lulav of Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't have a shear. Because we say it's like chopped up. Since it's only this rafer, so it's not one whole shear of four tefachim. Then he says that we say by the din of Yevamos that a sandal, a shoe that you need for chalitza of a Yevam, has to be choifes rov ragla, it has a shear. It has to be covering most of his foot. And if it's a sandal from a Nagoyim, from a Matsura, Musk, or Muchlik, or it's from a Vidazoras, it's only listening. The Dieved, if you're Cholet, you're Yosef, even though it's also Banoi. So he says, Inami, why? Afilu name it the Koyakulu, even though Yosef could mean even if a Vidazoras, like Kosher Midi, the Loidomu Shoifa Velulov, Shieshlem Shio Kotsu, Chioimid Lestrefe Michtas Shiure. That a shofar on the lulav has a shear kotz of an exact shear of tefach, and if it's only this way because it's avodah zarah, so we say michtas shiure, it doesn't have a shear. Kloy ma'u chotzal mishiure yakotzubla, it's smaller than the shear because it's like different pieces. Aval etzandol the chalitza the letlan b'shiur kotzub. Elagodol if he godlo if a kotzal if he kotzal a sandal of a chalitza doesn't have a shear that each person uses the same shear. Only goes to be the size of that person who's wearing the shoe that it should cover rove of his foot. You need the boy sheichoy for rove ragla. It's a shear of covering the rove of his foot. Even sheyare ani roye shul choife ein lonu boy shiur kotzub leamrino de michtas shiure. Since it's covering most of his foot, so it doesn't have a shiur kotzub. So we don't say michtas shiure. Why should we say michtas shiure? You see that it's covering his foot. Halacha dik it might be chopped into pieces. But if Lemaisa covers rove of his foot, it's kosher for chalitza. Teida the musgo muchlat ksherim, rafal gavdoim dim lesreifim. So he says that there's a difference between the shear of shofar and lulav and the shear of sandal musgar muchlat. The shofar and lulav avodah zarah is not kosher because ksuse michtas shiur, the shear is chopped up and it doesn't have a whole shear and it's a shear kotzer. But sandal musgar and muchlat, so over there, it's the fees that it should be choifes roiv ragloi, so if it's choifes roiv ragloi, it's not shaykh to say ksusi michtas shiure. So according to this, this svar of the Kesef Mishnah, and then he says at the end of this, he says, Allah, Madamad, the Masha, Estoba, Inlon, Ushir, Kosov, Lamanam, Ksusi michtas shiure, Ibrahim, Avid, Zor, Kumakenio, Yashiv, Dasabin. The Rambam says that Avodah Zarah, you're not Yoytze in a Shofar. Let's see the Rambam. Shofar for Avodah Zarah, Ein Tekin B'Lechatchila V'Imtoka B'Yotza, V'Shel Yir HaNidachas V'Imtoka B'Lo Yotza. So Yir HaNidachas, we say Ksuse Michtas Shiure, because it's of a Yid, and of Avodah Zarah. But Goy, since it's Shaykh to have Bitul, so Memelo, we don't say Ksuse Michtas. Our component by Yir HaNidachas, we say Ksuse Michtas Shiure, and you're not Yoytze. So it comes out that the Rambam would have to hold that it's a shiur possibly in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Rambam himself says shiur asher, it doesn't say that it's a Kesef Mishnah, so it's just a shiur of holding it and to be able to see from both sides. So if so, Lefi, what the Lashon Rambam is, Lefi, the Kesef Mishnah, Svarab, Ksusei Michtas, it should be that a shiur asher in the Zohar should be kosher, we shouldn't say Ksusei Michtas. So it's not mashma the way the Emek Brocha says in the Rambam that it's not a shear of a tefach. It's just a shear k'dei shirei lekan lekan. But if you just work the Kesef Mishnah and if you what the Rambam says that shirei lekan the shalei nidachas you're not yosef, it should be that it is a shear k'dei shirei lekan lekan. Whatever it means, if it means a tefach, so it's a shear kotzuv, not a shear like what Emek Brocha says. In the Prima Godin, says that the shear on the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tuf Kuf Seivov, he says that the shear is Midar Abonan. That both posting all the shear of the shofar is not Midar Raisa. It's only Midar Abonan, and the Lubush also says, in Tuf Kuf Seivov that Midar Raisa, even a kosher shofar is kosher. But Midar Abonon, you need a shear. So from the Gemara of Ksuse Mishtas Shure, we would say maybe since Midar Abonon, you need a shear of a tefach. Maybe we'll say in the Midar Abonon, Ksuse Mishtas Shure. But the Minchas Chinuch, yes, in the end of Mitzvah Tov Hei,
The Nirali says, Poshut, the Shio Zeo Mina Teva.
It's like it says in Masechet Nidah, Hamisha Shio and Tefa. And the Gemara says in the end of the Sugya of Hamisha Shio and Tefa, in Chavov on the day, the Gemara says, Nidah Rabbanon, we're not counting, we're not putting on the list things that are Nidah Rabbanon. Just things that are Nidah Raisev, the like Sivan Shio Raisev. There's Mashma that it's a Dora Raisev, the Kashir. Hey, my girl, but Tesis, the Sukkot of Zion on the days of Ramatsu's Sikhe, do me not tell. Tesis says in Sukkot of Zion on the days that the Shurim that are listed in Nidah, that Chavav, and our Sukkot, Chamisha, Shur, and Tefa, they're all Nidah Raisev, and they're not Nidah Rabbona. So how could the Prima building say that it's Nidah Rabbona? The Bir Aloha also brings down this union of his Midaraisa Midarabona, and he says the Tosfos and Sukkah says Midaraisa, and the Gemara itself is Mashma Nidah that it's Midaraisa. Also, the Din of Ksusim Ishtas Shure, the Gemara in Chulin, that says that, or in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says that Shefa Shal Avodah Zarah is possible because Ksusim Ishtas Shure, that could only be if it has a Shure Kosu. So all this is mashma that it said the Rashi. And he says the Rosh is mashma that it said the Rabbana, because the Rosh says that the time of the Gemara, today, Shiroi Lekan Lekan, is today that you should notice that you're blowing from a shofar, not from your hand. It's mashma that it said the Rabbana. And the Bir Aloha himself says, that even if you're the Rosh, that it's a Dorabonon, but you have to say that there is a Shir Midoraisa, because of Ksusi Mishta Shuri. That's how he himself says it. But it's a hard swore to say, because the Mishnah says, Yesod, that you only say Ksusi Mishta if it's a Shir Kosu, if it's a Shir of individual, Kadesh Yerot Lekan Lekan, it's not Mashma, that it should be Ksusi Mishta. So how does the Bir Aloha say? He says that it's Midorabonon, Midoraisa Kosu, but even with the rest of there's a shear of your royal account of the camp. I have to understand where that shear is. The Ritva says here in Nida, the Ritva says yes, why does it say in the Gemara today shear royal account of the camp? Let's say just the shear is Tefach. So he says, Mishim Din Kain, Hava Amina Da Filo Leben Botiach Sagi B'Tefach Beinani. From Ashlon, Da Kol Efishu Odom, that each person is individual. The Ritzvot says, you measure each person, each Baal Tokeah, not like what the Torah says, each Baal Tokeah has to measure Lefi his hand. That if his hand is bigger, so he needs a bigger shofar, if not, you're not Yesod. In Tema, in Kenei, the money lies Tefach Hoche Gabi Yidach, if it's individual, so it's not a Shir Tefach, like the other ones that are Chamisha Shir and Tefach. If Lemon should be Stam Odom Boys Tefach Benoni Lechola Poches, most people need a Tefach Benoni, so usually that's the Shir, so it says in a Shir of Tefach, Ein Poichsin Nimeno Afilu Hu Nanas, even if he's a small person, he has a small Tefach, a very small one, so still he needs a Tefach. So that we have to know that Chelik in the Ritva is Midor Abonon and Midor Raisa, because the Levush says Lemosho that each one is a Shir Kos, only Midor Abonon and Midor Tefach. The Ritva says, it goes like an individual person. So the shaila is, if why the smaller one can't take less than a tefach, and that's also a chelik of the shir, and then it's hard to be masbirit, or that chelik is midrabona. The Gabi Lulav, there's one more locha there, Rabbi Gershom and Chulin Bat Tetes, says pshat in the Gemara, that from each side should be a tefach sticking out of his hand. I mean, he's holding it with his hand, and he's leaving a tefach towards his mouth, and a tefach outside. That means you need a shear of the shofar kimat to reach fochim. If he's holding with four fingers, it's less than a tefach of agudos. Then he has a tefach outside and that, on the four side, and a tefach near his mouth. It comes out, he would need to reach fochim. That's a chiddush dikashutah. So no one else says that shit. But then the Lashon of the Gemara is better for you. Today, Shiroi, Lekan, and Lekan, Tefach. That each side will be Yiroi, Tefach. There's a Rambam in the Gabi, the Shir of the Lulav. So we said already from Tosfos that the Shaila is if it's Tefach
Otev, that's a smaller tefach, or we say that the three of the Hadas is a tefach otev, and the tefach of the lulav is a tefach soshet. There's a Rambam Berg Zayin Alochet Ches in the lulav. Kama shiur oizich kol min nem lulav ein pochus mel bot fotin, to be longer. And the gedoch is from the shedra, not from the leaves, and it's the shedra, the back from the tip. Adas v'avoga in pochus mishloi shot fotin. Then he says, din oga ba lulav, if he tied it together with other meaning, tzor shir shedra shal lulav yotzi min adas v'avoga tefach yotzi mashma, from the Rambam, the Dafka, if he tied it up together with the other meaning, so then the Shedra has to go out from the Arubas and the Arub of Tefach or more. The Chochmas, the Rabbeinu Manoach says, why does it say Dafka by Oga? It says, Mistav Yadura Dinim Loy Oga, the Roy Lies Yetzim and Adas Vayim and Arub of Tefach Dinah. That means if we would read the Rambam Kipshuto, so the Lulav is four tzvach and the Hadas is three tzvach. If you tie it together, so then you need the Shedra should be longer than the Hadas of Tefach. But it's not. It's enough for the whole thing, the four tzvach. But he says, Kaimelon Lulav ain't so with Ege. So it's not Mistaba that everything is talking about Kibaya Ege, that he thought if he tied it up. So he says, I think the Lulav is longer, so you always need that the Shedra should be longer. The Torah here, and he says Torah here, but why is Mashma like that? The Shulchan Aruch is brought three shittes. One sheet is that the like we said before, the Adas and the Rova are smaller tefachim, and then this is a bigger tefach. So Maskimina, how many are good when you count? Some say that all four tefachim are a little bit like good, also would be 16. And some say that the Adas and the Rova is less. It's 2.5 tefachim, that would be 10, and then the lulav would be another 4, so it's 14. Different sheet. Some say it's 13 1/3. That's why they say a simon. They bring down a simon. Nibal dvorim yigash alehem, that means yigash is yud and shlish. Yud gimel are gudlim, and another shlish. The bal dvorim is the lulav. Because the Medrash says that a lulav is like we go out and say Duda Nasa, he's about Dvorim. So it comes out that by Shofar we have a machlokes if we show him if it's a tefach otev or a tefach soichek, and the tour the Shulchan Aruch passing that it's a tefach otev is enough. The Ritva says that it's individual. That each person who feels about the care, he has to have a shofar that sticks out of his hand, but not less than a tefach. And some say it's a tefach soichik. By lulav, there's three shittas, which kind of tefach. We need the shittas of lulav should be higher than the adas varovo tefach. Now, the shaila is just if it's the same tefach like the adas and the varovo or not, so there's three shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, either 13 1/3 are gudlim, or 14 or 16. That's what we wanted to talk about, the din of tefachim, legabe shofar, and legabe lulav.